And that way, I had to find the means of loading this hay, and I built me a big wide trailer that would be 8 foot wide and 10 foot long, and I hooked this hay loader on behind and made sides on it. And I'd go out in the field and pick up this hay and run it in that trailer till that was full. Then I'd unhitch my loader, take it up, and just had a rope fixed on it so I could hook the rope and drive the trailer right out from under the load, and it sat there by the chopper. Then my boy would take that and haul in hay while I forked it into the chopper and chopped the hay and blew it in the barn. That saved a lot of work.
Wow.
Well, then,
fine saving.
After things went to, they went in to pick up balers more, but the baling, that meant handling those bales, and they got kind of heavy.
Yeah.
So we went into to a method of what they started out with, a pickup chopper. It picks the hay up and chops it. I could show you the machine that was sitting right there in the shed where we was talking to.
Well, look at it afterwards.
And that blows it into a wagon. And consequently, it's just like filling silo, and that we used to cut corn by hand and haul it up and throw it in a stationary cutter. This machine cuts the corn, or it's got a variable head, you can change it. It'll pick up hay out of the windrow and blow it in the wagon. And then I've got two types of wagons that one will unload the hay in the back using the power takeoff off of the tractor to shove the load of hay out and onto a blower that blows it in the barn. Another, I've got the one wagon up here that blows it in. That's the newer model. Practically every company's getting it now. It brings the hay forward and takes it out on the side apron and blows it on. My boy and I farm, we farm about 400 acres in here, and we chop all our hay and fill our silos, and we can do it ourselves. I run the chopper in the field. He hauls the loads in and runs them into the blower. It requires three tractors to keep the operation going. He has to have a tractor on the blower and one on the wagon to pull the hay in. And we blow the hay in the barn. I can show you the barns where the chopped hay is. That's up above in the barns. Then we feed it right down through the barn into the mangers below. It's all chopped and the cattle eat it just like that.
Mm.
The same, we can use that same machine. Of course, our thinking is we both kind of light and we don't like to lift the bales. We tried to get her done.
Might as well do it the easy way while you're at it.
We can put in 20, around 20 to acres of hay in a day and a half and not work too hard, two of us. Occasionally we have a man to help us, maybe to somebody to watch the blower and keep an eye on machinery, because when you got machinery running, you need, if something goes wrong, we'd like to have somebody around that can, you know, to help out in case somebody runs into some difficulty or something. I've always considered it's kind of important to have a man, especially one of these blowing outfits that you've heard occasionally, if somebody gets fast, well, some machinery catches somebody, well, if there's somebody around to shut the machinery off, it might save a life. And
yeah.
If there isn't, why, there's a good chance of one man working by himself getting hurt. And never know, that happens lots of times in corn pickers. A man's working by himself and gets fast in some place. If somebody else had been around, it might have saved him or something like that. So I've always considered it's been good insurance to have an extra man around or something like that.
Now, when you say it gets fast, just exactly what do you mean?
Well, it gets caught someplace on a power takeoff or something like that, because moving machinery is